Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
The best of O'Mara.
Oh, recurring themes on this show all the time. Oscar and I discussing May, December. I was telling the boys that down here in Cocoonville,
yes,
there was a little outdoor dinner that was celebrating a woman's 60th birthday. Happy Not unusual birthday. For down here.
Makes sense.
And my Happy friend, birthday. Who was apparently at that table.
Your friend.
Later in the week told me that the young lady was 60 years old, basically a year younger than I am,
yeah.
And the husband was at the table too, and he's 79. And I was saying to Oscar that that made me feel good, because that, you know, there's somebody that is me 20 years down the road, which yeah. is kind of cool. And then Oscar said, do you think that Carla thought of you as an old man when she married you? Mm-hmm. And that immediately took that good feeling and made me feel bad again.
Oscar which I has do the right ability now. To turn cider into vinegar. Drop well, the
yeah. hat. I said to you, I don't think she did think of me as an old man when she married me. I don't think so.
And that was the marriage was 11 years yeah. ago, right? Isn't it? You're on your 11th year of marriage.
We've been together 17 years,
right?
We've been married almost 11.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
She was. Yes. You were 50, and she was 21 or something like that. 29.
Yeah, I would be 50.
Yeah. So rough. You were roughly my age when yes. you married her.
Yeah.
Within, you know, ballpark, as we were saying.
Now I'm starting to feel bad again. We were together a long time before we got married.
Yes.
Because I, of course, was committed to not taking the plunge again. I just mm-hmm. didn't think it
but
was
you
possible.
Love, you're like Larry, though. You love love.
Now let me
you're
ask
in
you
the
this.
Same camp as he is, and now I feel even worse.
No!
I continue to feel worse.
Mads, how old are you?
I'm 20.
But, excuse
She's 20
24.
24, okay.
And I'm not sure that's an appropriate question do you to ask
look
her.
At, yeah, well, I think we ask her every week.
I know.
Do you look at Rob and like, man, that guy's a young buck? Or do you look at Rob and like, man, that's an old dad?
Yeah, I can't say I think of him as young. It would be an old dad.
All righty.
So Carla would have been 29, right?
Right.
Yes.
If I was 50.
So that's ballpark. So the age difference between you and Carla is roughly
I hate
the
this
age
discussion
between me and Maddie.
So much. I hate this discussion.
Carla could
so
have been,
much.
Could have been running our video production, and then you married her.
Exactly.
Hold on.
Yes,
she's
let's bring
exercising.
Her in. Hey, Carla! Come here for a minute. It's an emergency.
Pull the key
she's
out of the
out.
Treadmill. Come here.
It's we need you. It's important. They're having their. It's the same discussion. All right, we're gonna get her in.
I yes. hate to bring up the 75 hard, but I looked up the. Actual...
Oh, this is. You should reset. You should reset.
I'm
this yeah, is.
Sorry,
a...
we're bothering you in the middle of
diet
your exercise.
Plan.
Oh, she's back. She's
yeah.
back.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm gonna get her. I'm getting a microphone for
Mike,
her.
I love that you are.
I
bring this head on.
Right.
Taking
I have
head
to.
On.
I've dealt with it since we started dating.
Yeah,
I've dealt with that. You know.
I
Carla
think,
microphone. Carla microphone.
Oh,
Carla
activated.
Microphone.
I think right. it's the age difference now is much more acceptable than it was then, and it was never unacceptable.
Well, as it would be 20 years earlier than that.
Well,
if I was 30
and she was 10
and she was
oh, gross.
That's not okay.
No, but I'm saying that's the way
it
goes.
I'll see you when you turn 21.
Yeah. 18.
It's a reality.
Oh, all right. Oh, hi, Carla.
What's up?
Sorry to interrupt your indoor workout.
Sorry I don't have a permanent chair for you. You want to move over a little bit?
She's actually looks like
you want to sit on my lap, little girl?
Hi.
This is the grossest turn.
All right.
Hey, you want
What's up?
You want to sit on
hey,
my lap?
Hey, happy Wednesday.
Hi,
so
Carla.
So there, the
hi.
Discussion is going on the age difference and... Somehow, I was talking about the fact that my friend, John,
my friend,
piano teeth.
You know what?
Oh, piano smile.
No,
I love piano smile.
Please don't. We were talking about the fact that there was a 60th birthday party and that he mentioned to me that the woman's husband was there. I can tell you've been there.
Yeah, I'm doing cardio.
You sound like Rob. Rob sounds like that when he's sitting in the chair.
Somehow it makes more sense.
Right? So talking about the fact that there was a 79-year-old man and that there's an age difference there. And,
yeah, that would be 19 years.
And I said, and it made me feel good that there was, you know, that there they were.
And you know what my reply was? There are others.
Oh, that's sweet.
Let me
that's
turn that
sweet.
Down. That's a little. So I said it made me feel good. And because it made me feel good, Oscar said, Oscar's question was, ooh, you were really getting it done there. Huh?
Yeah, I was doing star jumps.
Were you wearing the shades when you?
No, I just, you know.
You wear those for the show?
Well, Showtime. If you want to imagine Jackie Onassis on a treadmill, that's what you got.
So when you married me, did you think of me as an old man when you married
me? No, not at all.
Really?
Okay. Right. Yeah, not at all. He was in his early 40s. I was, you know, 23.
We got married. How old was I when we got married?
He's 50.
That was like 7 years later. So you're probably 49.
50.
Oh, wait, 50.
50.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So
I don't look at the number. I just don't.
When we got married.
Figures
bore her, right? You didn't when we got married. Either.
No, not at all.
Okay, so does that answer your question? Asshole.
That was never a part of the discussion.
At any point,
numbers.
Did any of your girlfriends say, he's how old? And that's an honest question.
Yeah.
No.
No. All right.
No, everybody was very supportive.
How much?
I've always been very young for
Mike's
my age.
Always been a lot
and
of fun.
Also,
until the last 5 years or so.
Being a man with a certain amount of fame, a lot of people knew his age.
Yeah, that's right. You can look it up.
Mm-hmm.
You can look it up.
Yeah,
okay. How old's your mom?
Yeah, but I
mom?
Got crap from my friends right from the get-go.
I think my mom
but they give you crap all the time.
Yeah, just a few years.
Wait, everybody's talking at the same time.
Sorry.
Hold on a second. Let's
we're having multiple conversations.
All right, what are you saying, Carl? What did you say?
You are 61, so my mom's 58.
Okay, got it. Mm. Okay.
That's a three-year age difference like me and Carrie.
Yeah, ballpark.
Yeah, ballpark.
Yeah.
Generational.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Mike this question.
Dicks without
you know, it's all about your soul and how that feels towards another person, whether it's male or female.
Soul. Oh, soul.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
I agree. I think Mike is a young buck. He's got a young soul. I get that.
Soul.
When Mike had his first surgery when you guys were together, were you like, oh, man.
He's such a...
I didn't know this was going
to
happen.
He does this to you all the time, Rob, but this is definitely how he sets it up.
I remember the first
Mike
surgery.
Mike is a young buck, and then he launches into... When Mike had his first surgery.
Yeah, his back
that's how
surgery.
When he starts... When Oscar attacks Rob, and when, Oscar... You know, Rob's really good at being funny.
Yeah.
And then I know something horrible is coming down the road.
He learns from the best because a lot of times, you know, Rob is great to travel with, but.
Right. Yeah. Sorry about
that. Well, can I answer the question about first surgery?
Please.
It was awesome, actually. He had laser.
Get a camera, please.
He had laser. Ow, my knees are hurting.
Ooh, well, sit on my lap.
Okay.
Again with that.
Now we can't see. Now everybody's seeing you.
I love it.
I should have a permanent chair.
Can I just finish
here?
I can get on with this?
Sorry.
Okay. How many times has she said that?
Yeah. There it is. There's that funny part we talk about.
It's horrible.
So his first surgery was in Tampa. So we got to travel to Tampa. This is when we were living in Virginia.
Oh.
And we were staying at a really nice hotel with like a pool. So while he was getting a surgery, I was out tanning.
That is, you know what? I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I look at it through a different lens. I figure surgery, wife at the hospital, city.
Worried, knitting. Room. Yeah.
Are you going to have a heart attack?
I knew that he would be okay because they say right after the surgery, he can walk within 45 minutes. So I knew,
He was going to be okay.
I'll help him walk.
Yeah, gotcha.
He could walk. He chose not to. Yeah.
Carla,
I had laser spine surgery, 15 years ago? Something like that?
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and by the way, that place is out of business.
The first surgery you had was probably your circumcision. And that goes way back.
Well, how do you know he was circumcised?
I know. We traveled
what
together.
What is wrong with you?
Well, I was just
what
trying to
is
think,
wrong with you?
Trying to think of your first surgery.
My first surgery. That's perfect. Perfect. It's an old Saturday Night Live, one of the greatest Saturday Night Live fake commercials ever.
Okay.
The ride of the Lincoln Continental, and they give a guy getting a Jewish kid getting a circumcision in the back of the Lincoln.
And the moil
is there. Perfect. The ride of the Lincoln Continental. Still one of the greatest fake spots they've ever done.
If you say so.
We stand corrected. We stand corrected.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I could help.
All right, thanks, sweetie.
Bye.
Go back to your inside exercise.
Yeah.
Indoor exercise.
No, not there. Not there. Don't put the headphones there. Thank you very much. Just put them on the floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you very much. All right. See you later.
Thank you. Have a great workout.
Bye. Have a good workout.
Bye-bye. All right.
She Heart never 75. Saw age.
No.
Huh?
She never
saw
age. No,
it's the soul. It's the soul.
The soul. The man within. The man within. So
I was, on the flip side, I was given a hard time early on by friends of mine who immediately, when we started dating, she was 23, 22 or 23, late 22, 23. And there were people who said, is she even 21? And they knew, mm-hmm. Because I owned a bar and stuff
right,
like that.
Right.
And that's that was painful for
but
me.
But you got to know, and we've discussed it on the show.
That's jealousy, though.
You, there's jealousy there, but you hang around a group of ball-busting people, and you like that.
I do. I like that. I will tell you this, though. It was very much far more big deal for me than it was for Carla. And especially when it came to meeting the family. And right. I like to say that Carla and I guarantee you Carla and I had people say, oh my God, how long is this going to last?
Yeah.
That type of thing went on and on. And here we are.
That's not the age thing, though. You'd already been married twice.
Well, it was that combined with, by the way, everybody that I socialized with in a golf community perceived me, even though I had been dumped in my second marriage.
Yeah, but
I
you're not going to publicize that. Yeah, you're not going to publicize that.
I'm not going
to
publicize, but because I showed up with Carla, it was, there's the old fart trading his wife in for a new model.
Right.
I got
there's
that
DJ
everywhere.
Doing his DJ things.
But you know, that's also an easy, that's an
hurtful,
easy trope.
That was the most hurtful thing of all.
Easy trope to go with. I mean, it's almost, I mean, it's an obvious pattern and one that you're going to jump on. And they're not going to like examine your feelings and your soul. And that's not fair.
But there are, you know, I've been around a lot of older guys that, you know, fit that pattern. I certainly think it's a very, very big thing out in Hollywood. You see it all the time out there. The biggest, I think the most famous example would probably be Alec Baldwin.
Yes.
Right now. And then his wife getting in, you know, all that trouble for cultural, what do they call it? Cultural adoption or appropriation, appropriating the Spanish, the Latin culture when she really was, you know, a gringa.
Another example was Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah, but not that big. I don't remember it being a big deal.
Was it Shoshana?
Yeah.
And then there was the greatest example of all time, which, and I think the man was so put upon, Woody Allen. Woody Allen went into the gross category.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Yeah, because it was his adopted daughter. Correct.
Really weird.
I don't think I think that.
Yeah, he Sun Yi was his adopted daughter.
No, because she was adopted by Mia Farrow and Andre Previn before he married Mia Farrow. So he married the mother of the daughter, but he never adopted her, I believe, because it's Sun Yi Previn.
Yeah, but you're not justifying that it doesn't just.
She is the adopted daughter of Mia Farrow and musician Andre Previn. Good call, Rob.
Thank you. Oscar, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just laying the deets out.
The guy's got, I guess, and this is alleged.
Alan was the mother's boyfriend, Mia Farrow, for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And let's see. She's now 50. And Woody is. How come they don't put Woody's age down?
Because he's ageless. And also, Woody is tangentially related to another great Hollywood story, which is that Frank Sinatra obviously banged Mia Farrow, but probably banged her mother back in the day in Hollywood, too. So that's a two-generation thing with
Frank
Sinatra.
Who was Mia Farrow's mother?
Isn't it Maureen O'Hara? I have to double check. It's someone of that age. Hold on, give me a sec.
Well, now we're really getting the weeds with it. In Hannah and Her Sisters, isn't Maureen O'Hara in that movie, I think?
I believe so, yeah.
Is Maureen O'Hara Miracle on 34th Street?
Yeah, it's Maureen O'Sullivan. Forgive me,
O'Sullivan.
Maureen O'Sullivan is in Hannah and Her Sisters.
Yeah.
Sullivan. I don't know. I don't care anymore. but that's...
but there's a good mother-daughter couplet for Frank Sinatra.
Now, we've met Carla's mom. She's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Are you saying something we're not seeing, Mike? Did you ever?
What are you talking about? What are you doing now? What are you doing now? I know you get excited with this topic.
I'm trying to follow along. I'm trying to follow along.
What about follow along? What about the?
How did you meet Carla?
I met Carla at a party after seeing her and speaking to her at a restaurant bar in Manassas.
I'm asking a question.
And then we went to a private party. We talked for 2.5 hours, and then we never stopped dating.
Her mother before you met Carla?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Met her mother long after. I was nervous going to meet her mother because, of course, of the age difference. You know, I'm walking up the steps to her mom's house, and I'm hearing, purr, 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 purr. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm real about it. I didn't process it with Carla. Never in my mind did I really I processed Carla being beautiful far more than I processed her being younger. And then I also, as time grew, I mean, this is, what do they talk about? Grow together.
Yeah.
Grow together. That's we're textbook example of that.
That's sweet.
She made me grow in different ways.
And shrink in different ways.
Okay, shut up. Can you ever slow down?
Just to button it up, Maureen O'Sullivan was Norma in Hannah and Her Sisters. And she was also probably best known for being in the Tarzan movies. Tarzan.
Oh, Tarzan.
Oh, she was Tarzan. She was Jane.
Yeah, Maureen O'Sullivan and her daughter.
The original Jane with Johnny Weissmuller.
Yeah, so it is theoretically that Frank banged her and banged Mia Farrow. Of course he banged Mia Farrow because they were married.
It's so classy sometimes.
Well, he brought that up.
I didn't bring that up.
And then you asked me.
Well, you brought up Woody Allen, which brought up Mia Farrow. And I was,
Allen is the, everybody was grossed out by Woody Allen.
The Frank Sinatra Mia Farrow, that was a big deal because that was, I think, a 30-year age difference. Mm-hmm. And he got so pissed when she cut her hair for Rosemary's Baby. I don't like broads with short hair.
Mm.
He didn't like
it. What about that random gentleman that came out and said that he was Frank Sinatra's son? Did he ever get claimed?
Oh, no. Well, do you mean?
Allen and Sunyi, Woody Allen and Sunyi, have a rather large age difference. She was born in 70 and is 35 years his junior.
Oof. Oof.
Okay. That's a little odd.
That's too much.
Pictures of them together. That's too much. They began their romantic
relationship. That's like a Price is Right game. We're going to name two Hollywood stars, and you tell me when the age difference is too much.
Too much.
They began their romantic relationship when she was about 21 and he was 57.
Mm.
That's a little odd.
Too much.
That's gross. No, actually, I can't judge. Judge not, lest ye be judged.
That is
Woody
true.
Allen.
That is true.
Let he who is without sin throw the first stone.
And they're still together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think little Michael's going to look for a young bride as well when he's ready to get married?
Oh,
I don't. I don't think little Michael's going to look for anyone based on age. And by the way, little Michael, there will be some news that's related to him and young crushes when we get into the bottom. Well, I can give it to you. I can give it to you right now.
Love.
That's why.
He's singing.
It's a nice song, Young Love.
Michael was in the store with Mom, and I guess the flowers were there, and there were these little bouquets of flowers. He says, "I'd like to buy those." And she said, "Oh, you gonna get them for your teacher, or do you want to buy them for Gammy? He said, "No." And he mentioned the name of a young girl at school that he has a crush on.
Ah.
He is actually 7 years old buying flowers for his crush in first grade.
A classmate.
We thought that was truly adorable.
He's gonna get his heart broken, Mike.
I know.
Well, he might if he gives the flower. But we're not gonna prevent him from doing that. He might as well own up to the reality of it.
Give
I've
him
certainly
the pep talk.
Dealt with that.
Yeah.
What's that? I'm not gonna give him a pep talk at seven years
like,
of age.
Hey,
I don't need
to. If you ignore him, they'll like you more, little Michael.
Play hard to get.
Isn't relevant just yet.
Okay.
All right, Commander. Yeah. Walk down the hill and do them all. That's you.
My sister, my older sister gave me that that pep talk after I was heartbroken when I gave this young lady in freshman year in high school a dozen roses and they giggled at me and walked away.
Well, that's the very cruel age.
I mean,
that's right after middle school. That's when I may have that discussion. Not that if you want to play hard to get, but I probably would say, children can be cruel.
Yeah.
I don't think that he's risking his heart with this particular situation. They're not even at that in that zone yet. I'm looking at Rob, whose brain right now is just going,
oh, Mike, I had to turn my gate down on my mic because you could hear the
don't.
It's but just I'm sweet mouth is shut.
And
mouth
cute.
Is, that is cute.
That's what I think it is. It's sweet and
what
cute.
What if he's got the chip?
Fine.
What if he's, and I know it's seven, but it's early.
What is where, chip?
This is where the chips
here we
are being
go.
Programmed.
What chip? Do I have a kick me sign on my back?
No.
What Mike, is the chip? What?
Mike, you or the Omero men tend to fall in love very quick. And that love
Hold it.
That is incorrect.
Where, no. Hold on. I have to jump in here.
That is incorrect.
I'm going to slow my gears down.
I will give you
down.
Statistics to... Okay. To refute that.
Yeah, what right? I would like first him to cite an example based on that unfounded claim.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm curious.
I will give you my cousins.
I want Oscar to cite an example because he laid that.
I just have Mike is a constant because of how he's fallen in love and gotten married multiple times. That's a constant. I don't know about the rest.
Well, they're spread out over 30 years.
And I don't want to put people's business out there. I have one other relative that I know about, but I don't want to put their business out there.
No, I would say we have one family. I'm going to go through the men in our family.
Okay.
And I'm talking about my immediate family, right, which would include my cousins.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And that's where all the men are in my family. My father married my mother late in life, first marriage, courted her for many years. God rest his soul. Mm-hmm. He died happily married to my mom. Mm-hmm. That's number one.
All right.
Okay. Let's move on to cousin number one. Cousin number one would be got married later in life. Two beautiful children, beautiful wife, still happily married today.
Okay.
Can I get two dings, please? Two dings.
Oh, I don't have my thing open, but I'll do that. Yeah, I'll give you two dings for that if you want.
I like hearing the dings, and I know that you're making great points.
So that's my dad.
Okay, yes.
Might want to turn up the volume. That's my dad. Mm-hmm. That's my cousin. Cousin number three.
All right.
Has a relationship with a very lovely woman that has been multiple years, has never been married.
Ever.
Not married, no children.
A confirmed bachelor, Oscar.
That's wonderful.
And then you have the final cousin, married once, and that did not work out. Married twice, children from both marriages.
Aww.
Appears to be very happy.
Beautiful.
Life. That's
beautiful.
It. That's it.
It sounds
so
like
I say your statistics are off.
It's 40%. It's a high probability. Oh, a high probability.
You're
2 of the 5 Omera men.
You're conjuring because your original statement was that the Omera men fall in love quickly.
Oh, okay, there's a problem.
Not true.
I restate that. The Omera men have a 40% probability from the data that was just given to us. This is new data, just broke, that there may be an option B once they get married the first time.
So it's not the fall in love quickly,
right,
Chip.
You know
it's
what?
The divorce chip.
You know what? Hold on. I don't want to do a funny here because this actually has I've gotten a lightning bolt here.
Okay.
I think we need to have a discussion about why people get married.
And whether
or not I think this could be this could go on and on and on. But we're going to divorce ourselves from this conversation right now. When we come back, we'll finish because I want to find out. I have a very significant theory on why people get married in many cases because I did it.
Really?
And we'll see what happens after that. There are exceptions to every rule.
Okay?
I would urge everyone in our audience right now that's listening to this, maybe shaking their head or rolling their eyes, okay? It's not all about you. Anything you want to say, Shecky? Is there anything you with the pressure on, going to a kicker right now? We're going to continue our discussion on marriage when we come back. It just sort of happens.
I think that if she's listening, I'd like to say that I love her very much, Carrie, my future ex-wife.
Thank you very much. Here you go.
Hey, TMOS listeners. Dan O'Brien here to tell you that when I'm not busy wearing tight sweaters or getting Oscar's coffee, I'm subscribing to the TMOS Bonus Package. The TMOS Bonus Package is the best way to support the show. You get an additional uncensored show every week. If you love listening to me laugh in the background during regular shows, you'll love hearing me do it on the bonus shows. It's an amazing deal, so make sure to buy the Bonus Package today. I promise, you'll be laughing as hard as me at the bonus show, or my name isn't
Dan O'Brien.
The best of O'Mara.
All right, speaking of, and I don't know where it came from, but it started today, the discussion of Carla and my age difference, and I'm thinking, if I go back to my original marriage, and without mentioning names, because I still honor that,
right?
I believe that I was someone, and I wonder if I'm alone in this, I was someone who felt like, at my age, when I was young, in my mid-20s, when I got married the first time.
What year?
That 1839. I believed that was, hear me out here, because it's not that complicated, that getting married was a status symbol.
Like a rite of passage?
It was that by getting married, I was in the club. I felt as though many of my friends were getting married around that time, and that was what I believe I came from, that era where that's what you do. And by the way, the guys that are down here, they're a little older than me, most of them, but some of them aren't. They all seem to have done that. The younger guys probably have a little worse track record than some of the people that are maybe late 60s down here.
Oh, so culturally, you're saying, at least from your circle of friends in the, I would say, mid 80s, if you were in your 20s and you had two nickels and some sort of stability, your next step was to get married.
I believe if you did, I know there have been sociological studies on it. I'm sure you could track this, but that was the way I felt. And I also think that a lot of these marriages may have gone south because there was that's what you do. You find somebody, you think you have something in common. And, it's the classic, I got married too young, but I kind of felt like, oh, this is a person. I think this will work out. Mm-hmm. And there were warning signs for my first marriage all over the place. And I didn't pay attention to it because I thought I needed to be married. I felt this strong need to be married. And if I had to go back and do it again, I never would have.
I'm
done
getting
that.
A little bit of a mixed message here. Do you think it's more of a status symbol or a societal norm, or is it peer pressure? Because you said all your friends were doing it. So it's a mix of them. Okay.
Yeah, I felt it's hard for me to project back to that time and tell you what was going on. But now, when you go back to my parents' era, you have the religious factor that enters in to a lot of families where you got married, and even if you had the warning signs and you felt like 10 years into your marriage, you stuck together. That's
you never
the way
got
it was
divorced.
Done.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. And really, I don't know. I think I do. I think if you're in a horrible marriage, it's the brave thing in many cases to not make people suffer, because ultimately it's not just you suffering, but it's people around you that suffer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're in a bad marriage, I believe that with all my heart, and that's it. And that's why, I know I'm all over the place here.
Now, did you ever get out of that this all makes sense. And I appreciate you opening and
honestly,
for the younger, young bucks and young ladies in our audience. This is a good primer into like why or when or
kids
how you
nowadays
should do this.
Aren't getting married, right? They're not getting married as early or as frequently
out.
As we used to. They're
That's
holding
true.
Out, like
yeah.
you
yeah.
did, yeah. like you yeah. did, Oscar. Right?
Mm-hmm. I held out because for me at least, I felt like everybody that I knew was married was miserable, and I said, well. Why rush into that, Mike? Why rush into that?
I would think someone who loves the struggle.
You're doing shtick, but at the same time, I get it.
I'm here to tell you, if I could do it all over again, I wouldn't. Because it was so much easier when I was alone. I love my wife. I'm going to take care of her the rest of her life. But
did you just say if you could do it all over, you wouldn't have even gotten married when you did?
No. I would have held out longer, another maybe 5 years.
But of course, it would have been the same woman.
I'd be hopeful. No, she would have left me by now. I think God.
Leave her choice
her
out of it.
Me.
You're giving your druthers.
Shannon won't be listening to this show. I love you, Shannon. That's terrible.
He goes home. He's I don't know why the router's out. We just don't have.
Rob Spiewak was one of the last people to get married early.
Yeah.
Rob got married in his mid-20s as well.
And I actually, unlike my parents, I chose to get married. My parents were rather forced to get married. And that's a story from a long time ago that you can revisit in an older episode.
Yeah, but if they were a little older, they probably would have stayed in that marriage, correct?
It's hard to say because, they were kids, 19 and 20 when they got married. Think of yourself at 19 getting married.
Yeah, they don't know what the hell
they don't. And you know what? But I
he certainly knew what he was doing with little Robert. And I'm not talking about your grandson.
Yeah.
HBS.
But it's funny. I think that had
the swordsman. It's all in the movie.
It's in the movie. If they had matured together, I think they probably would still be, because they're still great together. They still communicate. It's always been amicable. And this
you've never talked about that. How do they? You say it's amicable, but do
they text?
That's if you don't mind talking about it. And you're old enough now.
No.
You can talk about. Do they ever? Is there ever shtick? done where, well, of course you wouldn't do that. Yeah. Is there ever, do you get, I mean, because
yeah,
they were so young.
A little bit, yeah.
Can you share any of that at all?
They don't run in the same circles, especially now that my dad, ever since, you know, COVID and even before, he basically lives on the Eastern Shore now. Mm-hmm. So they're not,
right.
He mm-hmm. keeps a residence in Falls Church, but right. they don't, but they see each other at Christmas, holidays, family things. And, you know, there's a hug and a kiss on the cheek and how you doing? And they text each other on birthdays. My mom texts them on their anniversary, which she which I think is very funny. Yeah. But it's one. This is a sweet story. I've never told this. Is that my dad's mom was in assisted living because she had horrible dementia for the last 10 years of her life. And my dad was a saint about visiting her every week. And I tried to come along sometimes and to watch his Herculean effort to visit a person in the last stages of dementia is basically to sit down and do a monologue. And we had this with my Uncle Pete as well, my dad's twin, because they can't reply, but they can still sort of process, right? So you need to talk to them and just do it. And my dad would have his greatest, he said, I'm going to go see mom and do the greatest hits package, you mm-hmm. know, do the stories and everything. And one time he was there and he said, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, everyone makes mistakes. I made some mistakes, mom. And she said, yes. And I mean, to get a word out of her was crazy. She said, okay. Yes. And he said, I made mistakes, mom. She said, yes. Sharon. And
wow.
And he said, Sharon, my first wife? And she said, shouldn't have divorced her.
Oh.
And he shared that with you and your
yeah.
mom?
Yeah. I think my mom knows. I know he shared it with me, and I think my mom knows. But I always thought that was really sweet. Yeah. And I think when you look at that from an older person's perspective, watching their son and daughter-in-law, and we were always, you know, always close as a family, I thought that's pretty telling. That they think that sort of they should have stuck together.
Well, I had similar things towards the end of my mom's life, but it was never should have married. Anyway, that
but,
was
as far as
sorry,
getting married.
That's the truth. That's the way I'm telling.
And did she hold up number one in honor figures, then number two? Yeah.
Well, it was like Oscar at a hospital where they hold up the pain chart that you point to how bad something hurts.
So when they're together, is there ever any snark at all? You know, just like maybe, under the breath, or maybe with you, or even when you're not and when he's not around, is there ever any kind of
no? You know? It's there's all good feelings there.
Well, obviously all good feelings, but there had to be some bad feelings if there was a divorce.
Yeah, I will sometimes make a joke, a running joke on the family Zoom meetings during the COVID. Has been that happened at one of my mom's weddings, I'll say. And because she's been married
twice. How many times has your mom been married?
Just twice.
Okay.
And she's a widow now and she's not seeing anybody.
Okay.
But
all right, so really, yeah, I mean, she had one bad marriage.
Yeah, give her a hard time about stuff like that. And then sometimes I will do something like jokingly about, well, that's his, you know, something, something, something. And I mentioned that Bob and his wife Kathy, and I'll just say, you know, Kathy, that's the one who got Bob. And, you know, but it's just total good-natured snark.
I never asked this, and if I'm getting too personal, tell me to shut the F up. But
all right.
Who left who? Who was the... I think we know that.
Well, I know that my dad moved out for the separation, but you know what? Out of a courtesy to a kid in fourth grade, or third, I guess, It was vague. We sat down. We had a family meeting.
Was after fourth grade? Was there any clarity on it?
No. And I think if they had wanted me to know, they would have told me. And it's their deal. You know. I don't know.
That's really sweet. I'd want to know.
But the other thing is, as far as my marriage, I got married at age 25, proposed at age 24, which, looking back, is awfully young. I think your auto insurance should go down before you take a fiance. But I knew, and this is really a clear moment in my life. I knew when I decided to marry Carrie or to ask her to marry me, I can tell you where I was. I was at the intersection on Route 50 in Fairfax, right by the International Association of Fire Chiefs, mm-hmm. that building right there. It's a mall, like a big shopping center now, but it was right there. I was waiting there and I was listening to the radio, sitting in my car. And I said, you know what? It's time to get married.
It hit me like that.
It was so weirdly.
It's the way your brain works, bro.
So weirdly clear.
Your brain is so differently wired than mine is.
Yeah.
You can remember when you had the idea to pop the questions, mm-hmm. but you are not burdened in any way to know who fucked up in your parents' marriage. I think that is just, that is you. And I think that is really, really spectacular. I literally am the opposite. I wouldn't ever care where I was when I decided to propose.
Well, because
to
you're
Carla,
Irish, you want to assign blame.
I want to assign blame. It's important.
It's not important. What's important is that we had a nuclear family. And it wasn't working out, and they took measures to move to a different situation where we all grew up happy, separate, but still
very
together.
Very fortunate.
Very
and
fortunate.
And good for them. You're
and
very,
I've seen
very
so
fortunate.
Many, I've seen so many bad divorces and bad mouthing.
So have I.
Yeah.
So have I.
Yeah. Well, mine from a distance. And so the...
I'm just trying to block the pain out right now.
I understand.
Is it Stockholm Syndrome when you're like, it was great?
Yeah, where you befriend your jailer?
Yes.
Yeah. But I grew up with kids, and I see it with people that I'm friends with now that have had acrimonious divorces. And it is so tough on the kids. It really is.
Yes,
you see people that are soured. And
it is.
I do stop sometimes and think, it'd have been really cool to have a mom and a dad at home.
Around,
yeah,
you.
All
well,
day.
And I also would urge everybody
no
in that
feelings.
Situation, parents that are splitting up, to absolutely don't diminish the other person when you're around your
high road. You've always said it.
Don't
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
Take the high road. I wish I could say I did that every day, but I don't. I don't
4
always.
Days
do
and
I
seven.
Couldn't help myself.
Four
I just,
days
it's
and
me.
Seven.
It's me. No, but I do most of the time. I do it. You know.
Yeah.
And then as they got older, I did it because they said, "Hey, shut up."
Yeah.
You know, and, you get the message, and so it's on them, really. And, we've been fine. They're closer to their mother. It's natural.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. You
I
know?
Guess if
and,
I had to assign blame, it would have been my mom and the meth, but I don't know.
The meth, no. Yes. Yeah.
I was when Rob said that he knew that he was in front of Beltway Plaza, and he said, "I'm going to Jared to get married," that he knew that he wanted... I don't know if I ever felt the way with Shannon. I felt like...
Have you, to this day, do you feel that way?
No. I clearly outkicked my coverage. I'm a lucky man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be lying, though, if I'm just going to tell you how it is. Being alone is easier. It just is. And it's not because of her. It's
being alone
because of
is
me.
Easier, you said?
It's easier. Like, you come and go
well,
as you
if
please.
You feel that way, I disagree. I think being together with somebody is...
Well,
not,
you have a caregiver. You have a caregiver. You need someone in your house. My house will be married.
So you're saying that for Mike it's different because he requires assistance?
Yes.
Super dick move.
Any points? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll come back with. I'm sorry. This is not over yet.
Do you like the Mike O'Mara bonus show? I've been a big fan of the regular show ever since it was on Terrestrial. But I think the bonus show is the group's undisputed masterpiece. It's an epic meditation on intangibility. At the same time, it deepens and enriches the meaning of the regular show. Listen to the brilliant ensemble playing of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. The show is extremely uplifting. It's as positive and affirmative as anything I've heard in a podcast. The TMOS bonus show. Don't just stare at it, buy it.
The best of O'Mara.
All right, back to Oscar and his...
Because it's easier to be alone.
Oscar's take.
Oscar's
very... Oscar's take. Very Oscar's strange take. That you are discussing the fact that better to be alone. Very unusual for a married person to say that, but I suppose it's
especially
it's the
in
way
a public
you feel
forum with a permanent record.
Right, exactly.
Look, I don't, she may feel the same way. Well, no, I've brought a lot to her life, value, I would say.
I agree.
Look,
she seems, every day I see her, Mike, she seems happier than the day before. You should have heard them on the phone. I had a phone call with them yesterday.
Yeah, I brought a lot to her life of value.
Quotes from yesterday's phone call.
Upward mobility.
Oscar's talking to me about something show related. It was a 10-second phone call, and he says, "Hold on, Rob. Shannon, can you please focus and do what you should be doing?"
I didn't say that.
That's what you said.
I said, if you do what you're supposed to be focusing on, we'll be done with this faster. So
it's not what I heard.
Coming from King Midas.
All right. So
very good.
I If Pony came to me and he had anything going on with his life, like if he had any prospects of like something better than what he has today, not right. with girlfriends, but just like career wise,
what could that possibly be?
Okay, how about Pony's the wrong guy,
right?
Who's successful in our life that's single? Who is successful that's single?
Single successful guy?
Yes.
Everybody's married off.
How about Maddie? Maddie. If Maddie came to me, let's not do it's not about gender.
All right.
If Maddie came to me and said, I'm marrying John next year.
Congratulations.
Don't start rumors.
All right.
And she's like, I'm ready. I'm not going to tell her what to do or not to do, but I'm going to ask her to weigh her options and say, look, what are your career goals? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? How are you going to be able to sacrifice? Like, what if he wants to start a family sooner than you do? Mm-hmm. There's all these dynamics you don't account for when you're getting married, especially when you're really putting everything you can into multiple businesses. And there are times where there is strain when you just want to continue working and they want you to come home, or vice versa. You want them to continue working and they want to go home.
All right. I direct you to the film, the drumming movie. With the guy from the insurance ads.
I forgot the title of it. I'll find out.
Drumline.
No, not Sideways. Drumline. That's Nick Cannon.
Starts with an S.
Hannah and her sisters.
It was the name of a song.
Isn't it Whiplash?
Whiplash. Thank you, Pony.
Thank you. And Pony, congratulations on your upcoming marriage.
Pony, <Thank you. laughs> remember in the movie Whiplash when he dumps that 10 that he has begun to date? Because he thinks it's going to interfere with his drumming and being the greatest there ever was. And he throws that away because you cannot, the heart and the head cannot intersect. You have to lead with the heart. It has to be love, love, love. Now, I realize I've been married 3 times and I shouldn't, but at least I got it right on the third time.
Let me clarify here. What I just said probably doesn't seem this way. And I get it if you're like, but you just said Oscar. I love my wife.
All right, good.
I feel lucky to be married to her.
Right.
The question was, would I go back and get married again at the same time in my life that I did originally?
You were 37 when you got married,
yes.
Right? Okay.
I think I could have held out and still had her in my life till I was 45. It would have been great.
That's all right if you feel that. But I mean, you're saying it's just strange to hear that. You are more comfortable, you're saying, being alone. Is that
it? Well, for those of you that are about to get married or have gotten married, you know that there's something changes when you get married.
That's true.
When the you becomes us.
We.
Yes.
Are we. And then when.
In many cases, entire friendships can be modified.
Yes.
In a very dramatic way. So, that happens. That's reality.
There's another qualifier. Pandemic, I'll take my wife all day. She's a 10 out of 10. I fall in love with her all over again.
You silver tongued devil.
Pre-pandemic, could have been alone till I was 45.
That's a good. You gotta, Rob. I guess we have to extract the positives out of that a little bit.
Let's use our rock and roll time machine and go back 6 years, and Oscar's still single, and he's still with Shannon, and they're still dating. But and you were cohabitating then; you lived together,
yes.
right?
Yes.
But you're single. I see that in present day, there'd be a lot more trips to Florida.
Look, everybody's different.
Peach? I'm on a boat, Peach.
Everybody is different.
Yeah.
And I am living proof you never can predict or plan or let it. It doesn't work out that way.
At any point, I
consider myself lucky because I didn't follow my head on certain things. I actually said, I remember the first time marriage was discussed with my third wife. And I was like, blah! We got married, all right? Yeah. Then a baby was brought up. And then it was like, blah! Well, I came on this very show and made the announcement that Carla was pregnant with Michael. And it was incredible. What I didn't anticipate is that it would be better than I ever could have dreamed. And people, here's the problem. Everybody, this is the one piece of advice I will give everybody.
Okay.
You go with what you think is right, no matter what. Do not, when it comes to relationships in particular.
Don't take other people's advice.
You are going to hear more people that are going to tell you what they think. Look, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But at the same time, everybody, the same thing with having a kid.
Right.
I always hated the people, oh my God, get ready for your life. No, it's. I think having a baby and having children is absolutely spectacular.
The only advice you need to take comes from our friend Kanye West when he screamed prenup.
Oh my God, here we go. Yeah. Yes, lay it on us, please.
Prenup.
Prenup is it?
Prenup. Yeah. Look, you're going to say, this is the time.
I refuse to sign one.
You sit him down and you say, look, I don't want to do this.
He refused to sign what Gary wanted him to.
But our family attorney, you could have one or not have one, says we have to get this done. You will be taken care of. Don't worry. But we have to get this done. It's just my parents are on my back or blame it
Maybe
on the grandparent.
Maybe that's why we're still together because I have the giant, you will not be taken care of clause. That's
Can I ask one final question of Oscar?
Because one final question, then we have to move on.
Because
he's
truly an onion. And
I'm just keeping it real.
I understand. But Mike and I both, I think, part at least most of why we got married the first time for Mike in my current marriage, it's a tradition. It was traditional. It was what was done. Mm-hmm. It was sort of the next step in a relationship. And there really was not any great change in how Carrie and I operated day to day by getting married, except that we were legally married. Was there any sort of...
Tevye. All right.
Tradition!
Our position is precarious, like a fiddler on the roof. Was there any tradition or any sort of social moray that at least drove you towards marriage? Or was that totally out of the picture by the time you proposed to her? Because, it was for many years.
Two things kept me from getting married early on.
Okay.
My father saying they can all get pregnant and remember that. So always took care of that, wore protection. And then, because if I would have had a kid, I probably would have gotten married because I wouldn't want a kid to grow up without a father.
That's right.
That's one.
Yes.
And then two, seeing people getting married when I was younger, like your guys are talking in their 20s.
Yeah.
And then knocking on my door or on Facebook being like, hey, I just got divorced. Like, I see, you still, thinking that I still go out. So they want to re-enter society.
Right.
What happens is you get extracted from your social circle.
Yeah, the rebound.
Right. Yeah. And then going out with them and hearing how they're living in a studio apartment in D.C. and the house is, the Great Falls home is with them and the children, wherever it was. Mm-hmm. And then... just seeing how your life gets decimated by a divorce financially, that kept me from going there.
So you feared the initial reset following a possible failure.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I believe his materialism is on full display. So that's wonderful.
I'd marry them if I got them pregnant.
How's your balance?
Yeah, you're kind of slow getting up from the bed. Yeah.
Rob.
And here is my walker.
This is the deluxe folding walker.
You're going to want to put tennis balls on it. Yeah.
Don't settle for just any mobility device. Step up to the Cadillac of home assist aids.
From Speewag Industries, it's the new Dude Walker.
God damn it.
Shut in no more. Perfect for the convalescent that's hobbled, handicapped, or hampered.
Yes, the Dude Walker combines style and sophistication with solid support and stability.
I'm the dude.
You can get the new Dude Walker along with accessories like catheters and tennis balls from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the link and you'll be mobile in no time.
I'm walking here!
The new Dude Walker. Walk on!
Caution, some items may have shifted during flight. The best of O'Mara.
I know you want to start with the picks today. I know you want to do our football picks. I have to read this.
Okay.
Until you can't stand it any longer.
All right.
And you tell me to stop.
All right.
I have on my computer, let me bring it over here.
Yes.
So I can see it a little more clearly. I have the DirecTV contract.
Oh,
the one they sent you.
The new guy.
This is simply for television.
Oh.
This is not anything new for anybody that signed up.
All right.
And effective as of January 14th, 2019, until replaced. I don't know why it said January 14th, but you know what? Add it to the list of things I don't understand.
That's not even the day. Even if they got the month wrong, the 14 isn't close to anything.
I don't know.
Does it open to a larger TV screen?
This agreement requires the use of arbitration on an individual basis to resolve disputes rather than jury trials or class actions. See Section 8. and also limits the remedies available to you in the event of a dispute. By using DirecTV service, you agree, A, that you have read and understand this agreement and agree to its terms, B, that you are 18 years of age or older, at least 19 in Alabama and Nebraska, 21 in Mississippi, to the AT&T acceptable use policy, to the AT&T privacy policy, to the AT&T access to terms of service. Please carefully read these documents to ensure that you understand each provision. If you do not accept these terms, please notify us immediately. We will cancel your order or service subject to applicable cancellation terms and or fees. Section 5, if you instead decide to receive our service, it will mean that you accept these terms and they will be legally binding. The equipment lease agreement available governs your receipt use. By the way, I'm skipping like the blue highlighted stuff.
Oh, okay.
That shows you websites. Governs your receipt use and return of leased equipment and receiving equipment. To view this agreement in Spanish, visit blah, 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 or call blah, blah, blah. Mm. Contacting DirecTV to contact us. Phone number. Speak to your request to an automatic phone system.
I'm out.
Now would you like to... That was, by the way...
That was the intro quick
to the customer agreement.
Yeah, that's like the preamble. That's the we the people of the contract. Yeah,
but are you reading it to, double down on the fact that all they do is spend time writing that legal paper and actually not servicing their customers?
They are the first, at least in my... Look, I've dealt with insurance companies. Mm-hmm. Right. Nobody worse than that.
Yeah.
This is the... For what they offer for a television service, this is without question the most ridiculous corporate madness I have ever experienced in my life.
I don't remember ever signing anything when I started with them.
Probably just clicked, I accept and move on.
Yeah, I think so. It was a handshake deal.
Programming choices, A, ordering pay-per-view, on-demand DirecTV, other authorized devices, your programming changes, our programming changes, access card. By the way, I'm reading the highlighted areas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not reading. There it is. There, yeah. I'm going on and on and on. With
like
this.
You're a better man. You're a better man.
Our service.
Most people hit I accept and move on to the next page.
I have to show you this.
This is what big media will do to you.
I blame AT&T.
AT&T is... It's madness.
Yeah.
It's madness. This is why you're paying what you're paying. There are people and lawyers and all this.
Seeing AT&T's headquarters in New Jersey.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. And I felt like I saw a row of pyramids. And I said, that's Ma Bell.
Yeah, that's it. That's sweet old Ma.
Cartoon size. I cannot believe how insane.
Take like three of the original, for those of you in the D.C. area. Of AOL.
Yeah.
You know, AOL looked massive years ago. You're like, oh my God, that's AOL.
Yeah.
All right, one last, picked a random paragraph.
Give me paragraph.
References DirecTV, you and us include our respective subsidiaries, affiliates, agents, employees, predecessors and interests, successors and assigns, as well as authorized or unauthorized users or beneficiaries of services, equipment, or devices under this or prior agreements between us. Notwithstanding foregoing, either party may bring individualized action in small claims court. This arbitration agreement does not preclude you from bringing issues to the attention of federal, state, or local agencies, including, for example, the Federal Communications Commission. Such agencies can, if law allows, seek relief against you. What are you doing?
I don't know if it's going to require too much scrolling. But I'd love to hear the final paragraph.
If you're still reading this paragraph, you got a free year of DirecTV.
Yeah, the original version of this agreement is in the English language. Any discrepancy or conflicts between the English version and any other language version will be resolved with reference to and by interpreting the English version.
That sounds like a Trump paragraph.
I got it. And the guy that came out and installed it was fine.
Yeah.
No problems
at
all.
Did he speak English or Spanish?
You know what he looked like?
What?
He looked like Rob without a beard.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's a
little bigger than Rob.
It's a good look.
Bigger than Rob.
Yeah.
He said, I got to go up in the attic. He said, you're going up in the attic? No, you're not. No, you're not.
No, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't.
Anyway.
No.
So, there it is. I just had to vent a little bit early on in the show. Because
you're better man than most. Most people just hit okay. Well, they scroll down, hit okay, and move on.
Let me tell you something. They sent it to me via email, and normally I do that, but I just happened to glance
Because right out of the gate, when you get the email, you're like, whoa.
Too much.
And I'd never had it before until the American Telephone and Telegraph Company that builds all the stadiums.
That's
and
true.
Has been run by a series of like real pricks. we got to stop. We got to stop this, Matt. This is what does it. This is just the legalese, the lack of trust for individuals. You know, and by the way, they could solve everybody's problems, give refunds, do what Rob asked for when Rob tries to cheat them. And by
now
the way,
that's not fair because what are they doing but cheating us first?
You're the classic American.
They're cheating us first. They're cheating us first.
I'm with you. Believe me, I've supported that for over the years. But at the same time, they could eat all of it and still make just phenomenal sums of money.
You're right. You're right about that.
But I look at this and I say to myself, this may be what's wrong. And by the way, when it comes to, I think, medical claims and insurance, I think this is nothing compared to that.
Oh, I can imagine.
A lot more.
Although they probably took a page from it.
Wow.
Remember, Mike, the original contract was written in English. So if there's trouble, we're going with English.
Third-party beneficiary, DirecTV and you expressly acknowledge and agree that TiVo Inc., a Delaware corporation with its principal place of business at 2160 Gold Street, Alviso, California. They mentioned two states in one sentence.
Mm. Delaware.
Well, go on. What are they? Are they saying that TiVo's a no-go now?
I don't know what they're saying. How am I supposed to know what they're saying? Service may be interrupted from time to time in a variety of reasons. We are not
still
responsible
using
for any interruptions of service that occur due to acts of God, power failure, any cause beyond our
reasonable
control. However, because we value our customers. Yeah, you value me.
Sure they
you
do.
Pricks.
They sent you a lengthy email because they value you.
Wow.
You should write a letter.
I don't know.
Stern letter.
I know. I'd rather do this. I've got this. There's my letter.
There you go.
I just
love letter.
Pick out one sentence and say, I don't agree with this.
Yeah, sir. What does this mean?
Yeah, can you explain this to me?
I bet you they have a department for that.
Sure, hold on,
but
please.
I got a Sunday ticket.
You're in business.
So I'll be able to follow all the football games that I.
We have music
that I do.
Yeah,
for our picks.
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact.
All right, very good.
Oh yes.
How you doing, Oscar? Today? How
I'm,
are you?
I'm
you
great.
More awake today?
Yeah, right. Of course.
You're killing me.
Why are you being a dick to me? Right off the bat, 8:43 in the morning.
Because you have your resting bitch face again today. You look like you're tired.
And asking how you're doing is not being
a
dick.
By the way, I know your schedule, Oscar. So, I mean, don't attack. And the fact that you sprung at me right away, yesterday, the entire show.
I thought
show
we had a great show yesterday.
I did. All right, anyway, it was
a very
good show.
Why are you being a dick to me again?
I can't help myself. You know, I can't help myself. You're just overtired.
You just got to attack.
You're tired.
I'm not tired.
Yes, you are. You're tired yesterday.
You're projecting on me. I wasn't tired yesterday. We had a fantastic day yesterday.
All right, very good. Thank you. All right, moving right along.
Commissioner, will you please come
Gentlemen,
in the studio?
Please.
All right.
Thank you.
What are we doing?
Yeah, she's going to come in the studio, and we're going to debut our new pick system.
Hold on. I'm going to do an impression.
Okay. I've got it. I know who it is.
That's why I'm attacking. I watched the show on YouTube yesterday.
Oh, well.
That's all.
The multitasking.
So this is a carryover to yesterday.
Yes, yes.
That's all.
Well, you can always call me and talk to me.
I'd rather do it here.
Okay, that's fair as well.
Seems to be sometimes more effective.
Maddie, you're set up?
I'm ready to
go. All right, let's do this.
So this is a new format of picking because we did a round robin pick system last week for week one.
Yes.
And I think all of us sort of felt we were cheating by going to school on the other guy.
Well, because look at the picks and the way they were set up. You had one miss. I had two misses. Mike had three misses.
Right, we all had phenomenal weeks.
I have to say that I in no way based my picks on anything you two said.
Which is why you came in third.
That's you can be as snarky as you like, but that's not true.
However,
got lucky.
I know I did, and I will be the first to admit
that.
That's
why I said this is the week where the rubber meets the road.
That's right.
Where I may have erred is that I put too much emphasis on the point spread.
Ah, I see. So this week.
So that's where I screwed up. But I don't know because I'm not good at picking horses or football games.
This week, we're all going to reveal our picks simultaneously. Maddie will give us the matchup and then go 1 or 3, 2, 1, and then we will all say our pick at the same time. All right? So just for example, let's say, let's do a baseball example. Let's say it's the Yankees at the Red Sox and we had to pick that.
Yes.
Maddie, do what you would do.
3,
Oh, you have to say the matchup first.
Well, you just did.
But you have to say the matchup first.
Okay. Red Sox versus the Yankees.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1.
Yankees.
Orioles.
And that's how it's going to work.
There you go.
Perfect.
That's perfect. And once it's in no take backs.
That's right. No go backs.
No take backs.
None. Mike, ready? Are you ready?
Yeah, I just wish, I wish I'd done more preparation.
Well, because I'm looking at this schedule. None.
Well, no, I made my picks.
Oh, you made your picks already?
I did.
Oh, you went, no, that shouldn't be legal. I haven't made my picks
yet. How did you make your picks?
Yet?
You just went through Google and said who's going to win?
I thought we were going to do it. Oh, you are all right. See, I thought that's
commissioner.
Shame, name of the game.
The commissioner, he's not allowed to make his picks in advance.
Yes, I am.
Are you DQ'd?
No.
Oh, my God.
You got a break. Look at mine. Look at mine. You see it?
Yeah, your nothing. Lack of preparation does not present an emergency on my part.
I'm sorry. Get him another... Get him another sheet.
Yeah, rip that sheet up and go
turn
back.
It over. Don't look at it anymore.
Don't look at it anymore.
No, you're looking at it. You're looking at it and trying to memorize. There, get it away from him. Take it away from him.
You get none.
You know what this is? This is nonsense.
Why would you make your picks early?
No, of course
you. For efficiency's sake.
Because, you know, bull. He thinks he's got it now.
Oh, no.
He wants it now. He tastes it now. He thought through his picks.
Oh, my God. I thought ahead. Oh,
you did.
I'm a criminal.
You did.
No, I looked ahead.
I thought the game was that we look at these and we do them on the fly. That's the whole reason I'm shouting it out.
Okay, look, in fairness, if you want to do research on your own before you come in here, that's fine. We can't stop you from doing that. But to come in and have your picks ready to go...
Yeah.
That's not how we play the game here.
Pretty interesting that he did that, huh? He didn't do it. You didn't do it last week, did you?
How could we do it last week? We invented the game on the air.
Okay.
You invented it, Rob. You might have thought ahead.
Yeah.
You don't know.
All I know is that we all got the picks emailed to you got your picks emailed to you last night. When I got here, the picks were waiting for me at my workstation.
Okay.
And so I was looking at them.
Obviously, you took a little time.
So I looked at it, yeah.
Only one loss.
Did you reference... Any experts?
Yes, I looked at the point spread as Mike did last week.
Okay, listen. I think the rule should be moving forward. It wasn't clear. Is no research here at work. Fair?
I didn't do any research at work. I did it at home.
You looked at the point spread you just said.
The bottom line is.
Here or at home?
I printed it out at home.
Okay, so wait a second.
Yeah, he's talking riddles.
Will you please interrogate this man? It's going to feel like I'm attacking him otherwise.
Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
When you got here this morning,
yes.
Had you already looked at the point spread?
The point spread, yes, when I got here. It was a matter of pointing and clicking and printing. You want to see my research? I'll show you my research.
Okay.
Because it's in the trash. Hold on.
This is great. I love this.
He's into it.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to lose, but he's into it.
Don't want to lose, but I mean also, I have no clue of what goes on in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
So I looked ahead just to see what was up.
I'm happy for you, but realistically, it's weird that you just said you did it at home and then you had it here. So
I
you're
printed it out at
you're,
home.
You're
yeah.
lying to us no, here on the air.
I told you exactly it's the like, truth.
Pony, you got to help us out here. We're not crazy.
I printed it out at home.
What happened?
Brought it in and looked at the game.
You didn't say brought it in. You did not say brought it
I
in.
I just did.
You just did. Just now. Not in our initial salvo of questions.
I can't even find it, but I did bring in the point spread. That's what I know.
Hey, Oscar.
Yes.
Hey, Oscar, I'm sorry I got mad at you.
Yeah, I'm just working here. That's all we're doing. We're trying to come to... We want the truth. Pony.
I think it's pointless to look at the spread because last time when you kicked everyone's ass, you didn't look at anything. You just guessed off the top of your head. That's what I would do.
You know
did
what you are?
Do it that way?
Points.
Yeah, well, last time you were the only one who had the point spread in front of you.
Okay. Yeah, but that's what I printed out.
Hamina.
I didn't print. No.
No.
I never
and you actually. And you
want to count hominas in a 40-year career?
Also,
I don't
you just said that the problem that you had is that you were too reliant on the point spread.
At the root of the issue.
No, but I said when I printed out the point spread, I only printed out the list of games with the point spread because that's the
Mike,
one that
this
was
is not about
easy
you.
To read
but
on
it was,
the air.
But it was, the games were read to you.
This
you
is not about you, Mike. This is not about you. It's about Rob and how you lied to us
at the beginning
of the show.
I did not lie.
How dare you do that to
I
us?
I did not lie. I did not lie.
Kamish?
Yes.
What did he do? Did he lie or not lie?
He lied, and it's hard to remember your lies, so now he's trying to remember his lies.
Exactly what happened this morning. All right, at my home, the last thing I did was print out the games with the point spread, brought them in, sat down. Here, if this counts as research, then yes, I researched. I ran down the games with the point spread, picked some favorites, picked some underdogs, and I thought it would be efficient to have the picks done in advance so we knew what we were doing at the show.
The way we, and let me tell you why that's wrong.
Okay.
Because the way we're going to do the picks is that Maddie's going to mention the games and we're going to just shout it out.
Yeah. All right.
So you have no need for that if you have a good
recall, maybe you have a good recall. You can memorize them. Yeah, it's fine.
Recall on the spreads. Yeah. That,
could be.
Or the picks.
Could be.
I mean, that's it. But the whole reason you tweaked it up a bit that you have to admit is because you did so well.
No, the reason you tweaked it up is because
nothing would make you happier than to do the exact same
sweet taste
thing
of victory. It'll make you do things you don't usually do, like lie.
And that's where I'm different than you guys because I want to win.
We want to win too, of course.
Exactly. So yeah, I did a little research.
That is like textbook passive aggressive.
Yeah.
That is so you.
I can't wait to see the feedback on the fan club and the Facebook page. They're going to cop to his lie. They're going to be like, he did lie because this is what he said. They're great at transcribing.
I made the picks in advance because that's what you do sometimes, right?
You want to go in prepared.
You never thought ahead on football picks?
Well, for me, I have to show you this because this is all I have.
All right.
With no.
Me too, Mike. Me too. And not the me too we're all talking about. It's just me too.
Right. I want to show the sheet. And,
just to clarify.
And then, do you have a new sheet yet?
No, I'm not allowed to have a sheet.
He gets no sheet.
Give him.
I don't want it. I don't want it now.
Can we get a little music then?
I want to give you a sheet. I want to give you a blank sheet, is what I want to give without the picks.
We've given him a blank.
Look, you've got it. Look, you've got your.
He's got a blank sheet.
You've got your sheet.
Perfect.
All right, we're ready.
Kamish.
But truth be told, I did bring in the point spread. I just can't find it now. I wish I could.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine. Don't look for it. We're fine. We've
moved on
right
from the lie.
I'm gonna work on memory of week one. That's what I'm using in
me
the
too,
intergovernment.
Mike. Me
here.
Too.
The intergovernment.
All right.
To start off, we have Thursday night's game tonight. The Buccaneers at Panthers. 3, 2, 1.
Buccaneers. Oh. That was a homer pick, Mike. Yes.
Cardinals at
Do we know who picked what?
Yeah, we have Rob and Oscar with the Buccaneers and you with the Panthers, Mike.
All right. So it really wasn't a homer pick.
Oh, okay.
There you go. All right.
Up next.
Yes.
Right. Cardinals at Ravens in 3, 2, 1.
Ravens.
All right.
So funny.
Cowboys at Redskins in 3, 2, 1.
Cowboys. Now what are you doing?
And I'll tell you why.
Are you throwing it?
No, I'll tell you why. The Redskins win the games that they can't win. That's always been the way. It's their home opener.
That. What was the spread on that one, Ron?
I know that the Cowboys were favored. I don't know any numbers.
That's interesting, Rob. All right.
I like where your head's at.
Boy, and I'll tell you something. You know, I'll be watching that one. And if the Redskins pull an upset,
Several things went into it. They tend to, they lose the ones they should win. They win the ones they should lose. And it's their home opener, and they're probably a little pissed off. So there you go.
All right, cool. All right, I like that. Very good. Ooh, the home opener.
Look at this guy.
Very exciting. All right, well, I see at. Maybe that would tell me. All right.
Sometimes the answer is in the question.
Jesus. You're paying more attention than I am.
In fact, I never do.
What do we got?
I never do.
All right, next we have Colts at Titans. 3, 2, 1.
Titans.
All right, we have Mike and Oscar with the Titans and Rob with the Colts.
Mm.
This is already starting to get it.
Yeah. A little hair on this one, huh?
Wow.
Seahawks at Steelers. 3, 2, 1.
Steelers. Easy.
Up next, big game next week.
By whose standards?
Mine.
Okay.
Bills at Giants in 3, 2, 1.
Bills. Giants.
Oh.
Homer pick.
Homer all the way. Duh. Homer pick.
I should have picked the Seahawks.
Come on, Big Blue. Come on, Big Blue. Yeah. Oh, if Jimmy's team burns me,
Oh, God.
It's all also right. Our commissioner's team, Mike.
Yep, I get it.
Do a little side wager if you want, Mike.
No.
Oh, son, nap.
I can't afford that. I'm not confident in my pick. Pure, as Rob called it, pure homer pick.
49ers at Bengals. 3-2-1
49ers.
Oh, thank God.
Right. Chargers at Lions. 3-2-1
San Diego. Lions.
What?
He said San Diego.
Who picked what?
I picked the Chargers.
Rob and Oscar with the Chargers. Mike with the Lions.
Oh, no.
It's a home game. Yeah, like that matters.
Vikings at Panthers in 3.
Oh, no, Packers.
Packers.
Oh, sorry. Packers in 3-2-1
Panthers.
Packers. Did we all pick the Packers?
Yes, yeah, we all did. We all did.
Jaguars at Texans in 3, 2, 1.
Jaguars.
Texans.
Ooh. Rob going rogue.
By the way, Oscar and I are like falling on the same ones every week.
Yeah.
And Rob's the outlier. Yeah. This could be another repeat.
No. He's gone wrong.
Or this could end the season for me in week 2.
No, it won't be bad.
What if it's
for anybody
so devastating one week that we just have to DQ them?
That's right.
I know.
Burn down the league.
Patriots at Dolphins in 3-2-1
Patriots.
Patriots.
Chiefs at Raiders in 3-2-1
Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Oh.
All right. Saints at Rams in 3-2-1
Saints.
Rams. Ooh. Yeah. Rob, rogue what? Again?
Wait, no, Mike and I both picked the Rams.
I went Saints.
Right. Oscar.
Yep.
Bears at Broncos in 3-2-1
Bears.
Broncos.
Oscar rogue again. Eagles at Falcons in 3-2-1
Eagles.
Eagles.
Nice. Last game, Browns at Jets. In 3-2-1
Browns.
Oh.
I'll tell you why that's great, is if it's tight, Monday night's going to mean a lot.
There it is. We will be joined by Nikki Diamond for the NFL Week 2, and we will get that as soon as we can. And Oscar is appearing to be more awake, and Rob is appearing to be more honest, and Mike is appearing to be less curmudgeon-y. So that means we can start the show, damn it.
Dennis Murphy hung around Pondville Media and tried to break into broadcasting, but his natural speech proved to be a huge obstacle. Then one day, he would later tell his biographer, the voice of God told him to take diction lessons, and his whole life changed.
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Dennis practiced faithfully for many months, and through diligence and perseverance, it was only a question of time before he emerged a major f***ing star.
Good evening, and cheers to you all out there. Welcome to Murphy's Musings. I'm Dennis Murphy. Our broadcast is sponsored this evening by the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Frightfully witty, uncensored content every week. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and purchase a subscription so you never miss a minute of the fun.
The best of O'Mara.
A couple of things I want to bring up at the beginning of our show today. Number one is yesterday we had a 4 p.m. conference call,
right,
with a client, and we usually do our conference calls mid morning, right around the same time we're doing the show. We occasionally have them in the afternoon, and I have a tremendously bad track record with afternoon conference calls and forgetting them. And so I am here to come clean. I texted my coworkers yesterday and said that Carla took the car with my phone in it. That is not true. That was a lie.
You're kidding.
Why would you do that? But I'll get to that in a second. The phone.
So silly.
You know what?
He nailed it. That's silly.
It's silly.
Okay, hold on a second. That's true to a certain extent. The phone there's one thing I do all the time. I leave the car
with my phone in it when I'm at home. I guess I'm so delighted to be home, and I
life
usually
is
put
so
the
good.
Life is so wonderful down here in Cocoonville. I'm so glad to be back with my elderly friends that I jump out of the car, I spring into my home, and I'm just like, here we are in my 1,700 square foot shack. I'm very happy to be down here.
But
I leave my phone. I take my phone and put it in the center console of the car when I'm driving, and inevitably I will walk into the house. I will sit down and say, oh, I've got to call this person. And my phone will be in the car.
Now,
so yesterday,
I forget. Do you have a landline in your shack?
No, I do not have a landline.
So you're one of those
guys. People.
Yeah,
I'm one of the cool guys. Well, I have no need for a landline.
If it's important,
really
they'll call me back.
Of course.
But also, the fact is, the landline for down here, for my purposes, with the big move, the landline was not functional for me. I wanted to keep my number that I had back in Virginia and the number that I had down here.
I see.
That's why I use it down here.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right? Have I made that clear to you?
Yes, yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Is that working for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so the fact is, so
he's mad at you.
I know.
I was on the conference call.
Well, it started.
Early.
You know what? It started with the whole bring the computer back to the studio thing. But we'll get to that in a minute.
Man.
So anyway, my point is,
now
I
you're bringing off-air stuff on air.
That's so bad.
No, yeah, well,
it's, kind of
it's the same stuff. It's the same stuff. It's the same stuff. It's being forgetful. It's being forgetful. It's forgetting important things. But the fact is, I got off the air yesterday, and I said to Carla, I said, I've got a 4 p.m. conference call. I drive Carla over to the grocery store, and I stay in the car with the Bambino, and she goes in to just get a few things in the grocery
store.
What
brand of grocery store?
Pub Pubix.
Oh, Pubix. Good. That's a great store.
Yeah, so
good.
So she runs in there, and I am sitting there with the baby, and for some reason I say, I got to remember, she said, okay, do you want to do anything else? I said, no, I want to get back to the house. I got a 4 p.m. conference call. So I get back to the house, and I read to my son. I read a couple of books to my son, and the time is beginning to tick by, and then I turn on the golf channel with my son and watch the tournament that's on, the ladies' tournament that's in the middle of the day.
Nice.
And the ladies have technically sound swings compared to the pro. The pros can be a little unique and quirky. Ladies are much more technical, so I figure this is good for him. I don't know why I'm giving you all this detail.
No,
but the fact is, the clock on the wall, suddenly I look down at my watch, and it's 4:30.
You lost minutes on women's golf?
And I look down, and I see there's no phone. Because I said, well, the phone would have, somebody might have given me a heads-up text. And so I run out to the car, and it's 4:30, and that's when I texted you guys and said, Carla, I left the phone in the car. Carla ran some errands. Carla didn't run any errands. The phone was sitting in the driveway there. The clock on the wall went
lie.
By the 4 o'clock,
white,
and you guys,
lie,
you guys had to handle the conference call, the teleconference,
mm-hmm.
Where you all, jump in and they're like, who's here? And they kind of like take roll call
to
make sure that you're there. They took roll call.
Yeah.
And were you two, was it just us yesterday or
no.
Was it going to be like nine other DJs?
There was another podcaster and there
another
was
radio station.
A boss jock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So that the worst possible scenario. But I actually, now is it worse when I'm not there if there are multiple shows or is it worse if it's just
this
us?
Actually hurts my feelings because I know that they love you, Mike O'Mara.
That you are the one they love.
So much
I felt, I can't even begin to describe how horrible I felt. I really did.
That when they're going through roll call, you almost feel that after they go through Rob and I, that they're waiting for Mike to pipe up and say, Mike O'Mara.
That's right.
Mike O'Mara show.
That's right.
And Carla said, well, why didn't they text you? I said, well, they don't text me because the conference call starts before my guys even know that I'm not there.
Yes.
And you really can't. You guys are on your cell phones too, probably, so you really can't text
and
me.
And we don't
want to
be nudges. And if we would have texted you, you still wouldn't have gotten it.
That's
wouldn't
true.
Have gotten it because the phone was in the car.
Yeah.
But
you
maybe
said,
a neighbor would have gotten
said car. I said phone in a car. Phone, phone, phone.
You know what would have been great is if the you had let your windows down and the text went through. One of your neighbors heard the text, picked up and phoned in. Hi, this is Wilson from Palm Springs.
In the future, Mike, I will text you and I will text Carla. I will text both.
Well,
of
you've
you.
Done that before, and I think that that's, but that once
starting
again,
2 hours
yesterday,
out.
Yeah. But no, once again, yesterday, that would not have helped.
Yeah.
Because I was saying it all day, and I said it. Here's what happens with my brain. I think I actually psych myself into missing an appointment. I have nothing. I had nothing. I had nothing going on. I had nothing going on. I wasn't anywhere. I didn't have to go to my fleet of doctors yesterday. I was not on the links enjoying my fellow 80-year-olds out here. I was not. I was in the home with my son waiting for our business conference call yesterday, and I blew it.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.